This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Cedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world on this weekend before Thanksgiving. And my guest we're going to spend the hour with is Colonel Oliver North. When we started this show, embarking on 31 years, by the way, he was on our program many, many times. And we haven't talked to him in about 15 years. We are good friends, but, you know, sometimes we just drifted apart a little bit, and we're glad that he's back. He's got a brand new book out right now called America's Veterans Speak Up, We Didn't Fight for Socialism. And he'll spend the hour with us, Colonel Oliver North. And then we'll end things out the second hour with toy expert Elizabeth Warner with great ideas for toys for Christmas time for all the children in your life. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Cedgy today. We'll be right back with Colonel Oliver North.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world and on Armed Forces Radio. You're listening to Ron Cedgy today. We are embarking on our 31st year of doing this nationally syndicated show. And back when we first started, one of our guests was with us several times. And I have to tell you something, it was always a delight, a class man to say the least. And believe it or not, after too many years, he is back, and I hope that he's back visiting us more and more and more in the future. He is a combat decorated U.S. Marine. He is the number one best-selling author of over 17 books, holder of 3 patents. He was a syndicated columnist and host of War Stories on Fox News, Silver Star recipient, Bronze Star for Valor, 2 Purple Hearts for Wounds in Action. Joining us right now is the Colonel, Colonel Oliver North. Hello, Colonel. How are you? It is so good to hear your voice again, my friend.
Ron, it is great to be with you again. I know for a fact that you are the guy who did indeed encourage me about becoming a radio broadcaster. Still be doing, but when Fox News lured me away, actually it was Roger Ailes, lured me away from MSNBC to go with Fox, it was January of 2000.
Right.
Okay, and then the next thing that happened, of course, is a war comes along in September. And I started trying to do a radio show and be a war reporter. And when I came back from my first overseas trip, I went overseas to Afghanistan on October 2001. Actually, it was my birthday that we landed.
Wow.
And I was with this young guy by the name of Mattis.
I heard of him.
And when I came back from that first overseas deployment, I've now done over 66 embeds in this long war. But I came back and Hills pulled me aside and said, look, you got to pick one or the other. You want to stay with Fox, and Fox Radio hadn't started yet. So you want to stay with Fox and be a war correspondent and be a documentarian, or be a radio broadcaster, because you can't do both. And I said, why? He said, because I've been listening to you on the radio. 2 out of 5 days, you end up with, at least 2 out of 5 days, you end up with a guest host. Then you've been trying to do it off the satellite. It's costing me, meaning Fox, a fortune to have you up by satellite from Afghanistan. And so I decided I would stick with doing TV. But I miss radio, because I did it for 7 years when you and I got to know each other.
I hope you don't hold me at fault for getting you interested in the business, because I have done that.
Not at all.
I have done that.
I think you told everybody I had a face for radio.
No. That I never. But I do remember this. You did tell me this one time. You said, you know, it's nice when you talk to me because you read my books. A lot of, and I won't mention their names because some of them are no longer with us, but they just read the covers. And you're right, I do read these books cover to cover, especially yours. And this latest one, Colonel, oh man, it blew it out of the park with us. It's called, ladies and gentlemen, America's Veterans Speak Up. We Didn't Fight for Socialism. Colonel, this couldn't come at a better time. I got to tell you, this is a sensational book. It talks about how the principle of Robin Hood is really socialism. And what you do, and you do it so well, what you do is you talk to the people who fought for this freedom, people like yourself. And that is really a very penetrating angle to this.
Well, you know, I've been blessed that I've been able to keep company with heroes all my life. My very first hero, and it's alluded to in this book as well as a couple of others, was my dad.
Yeah.
I mean, quick sidebar story to this book. Because I spent so much time overseas, I very often get invited to things like retirement plans or promotions. And so I covered an army colonel in Iraq in 2006 who was a very brave, bright man. He was being promoted to brigadier general. And he invited me up to Indian Town Gap for the ceremony, and then Griff Jenkins, my cameraman for so many of these deployments, is now on the proper side of the camera because he's in front of it instead of behind it now.
Right.
But so Griff and I went up to cover this promotion for Fox, got invited to the reception afterwards, and at the reception, an old guy, and I'll share this with you, Ron, I'm old enough to know an old guy, comes over to me on a walker, and he comes over and he says, you were born in San Antonio, Texas in 1943. Which is true. My mom and dad met at a USO dance in 1941. They got married in 42. I was born in Texas in 43. And I said, well, how do you know that, sir? He says, I delivered you.
Are you kidding me?
He says, I was the only OBGYN in your father's regiment of the 95th Infantry Division, which became part of Patton's Third Army.
Right, sure.
And so he says, and I'll tell you something else, sonny. You were sired, and that's the word he used, sired right here. And he points down to the Quonset huts at the bottom of the hill.
Oh.
And I said, how do you know that? He said, very simple. I examined your mother. I said, well, you know, if they were still alive, I'd ask him. He said, and on top of that, the division left Fort Niagara and came here in January and left here in April. Do the math, son. Do the math.
Oh, my gosh. That's a story. That's a book in itself.
So I've gotten to keep company with heroes my entire life.
Oh, my.
And all my uncles served in... And my dad served in World War II, Korea, or both, right, in some cases. And I've kept company with those kinds of people all my life. I got 17 and a half straight years of doing nothing but cover heroes. The documentaries are all about heroes, you know, the war stories. And we did 105 or 110 of them, something like that. And they're still on.
Oh, yeah, they're great. It's timely. I mean, it never goes away. How can you stop talking about heroes? And I tell you what, Colonel, I think that that's one of the problems we have in this country is the lack of heroes. You know, I'm reading a book about John Glenn. And I can remember as a kid pretending that I was Alan Shepard, the capsule, and then he and I became friends. And it's such a great feeling to have people that you aspire to. And in this book, I got to tell you, you hit all. You talk about going to these veterans' dedications and everything else. You talk about all of the stuff that is confronting us right today in the news and how the government gives so much or proposes to do so and only yields more laziness that's bred among people who just want, hey, I just give it to me. I love the analogy you have. I love the, because I'm a car buff, okay? You say... You see, people who never visited a socialist country is like a Rolls-Royce owner that prefers a Russian Lada to a Rolls-Royce, which means it's just a piece of junk, the Russian Lada, but it looks good from a distance.
Well, you know, what we've got today, sadly, you're blessed to live in a state where the great governor, very conservative, very outspoken, and taking on some of these things that never to have been thought of, quite frankly. And I live here in Virginia, where our governor is an absolute nutcase.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy is so far, I mean, he's a gun grabber.
Mm-hmm.
He's a race baiter, as we know that from the picture in his yearbook. And I look at the kinds of things he's done to us. It's not just stripping the Second Amendment. This is a guy who is a baby killer. I mean, he described himself as a pediatrician, and yet he's on a podcast. He thinks he's on a radio show, but he's actually being broadcast, and it was recorded, describing how to kill a baby that's already been born, and the mother has not yet decided what to do. And I've got two nurse daughters. I've got a son-in-law who's an MD, and I asked him, I said, how does the baby die? He said, have you ever really been thirsty?
Oh, no.
They've got a soundproof room. They wrap the baby up. And the governor's claim is, we keep them comfortable.
Oh.
Dear God. I mean, that's what we've been governed by. And so we now have a governor who does mandates just like the president's doing. The mandates, I mean, think about this. How can the government of the United States order a civilian employee, let's say an airline, or a police department in rural Virginia, or a sheriff's office, if so-and-so does not have a vaccine by such and such a date, he's not been vaccinated yet by one of the government-approved vaccines, then you have to fire them. Thomas Jefferson has got to roll over in his grave. I mean, how can it be that we've got the government mandating that private employers have to fire people because they don't have a government-issued shot? It's just unbelievable. And yet, that's what we're doing. I mean, that's the kind of thing that got these 500 guys up in arms over what is happening to us. And thank God, as I say, you're in a state with a good governor. Think about, unfortunately, what happened here in Virginia is all these people fled places like New York City and Boston and Chicago and most of New England. And they came down here to Virginia. We're probably going to get a new house seat out of this thing.
I hope.
And unfortunately, they brought their politics with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have school boards where they ordered that critical race theory be taught. We've got school boards here in Virginia that have decided there is no such thing as a male or female. And therefore, young girls are raped in women's rooms by guys wearing dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened. Hide it from the parents.
Yeah. Yeah. And what happens is they release the kid and he goes, does it in another school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Colonel, we're going to pause for just a second, okay?
Because sure, we've got to do that.
We have a lot of things to talk about. Oliver North is our guest. The Colonel himself, in the name of the book, is America's Veterans Speak Up. We didn't fight for socialism. Got an important question when we come back to the Colonel. Live nationwide with Ron Segee today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Our guest is Colonel Oliver North. His new book is out right now, America's Veterans Speak Up. We didn't fight for socialism. As I mentioned during the break, Colonel, I could talk to you for days and days and days, and one day we're going to do that, even if it's over a nice hot meal and a dry martini. But
I look forward to it.
Oh, I do too. I must ask, you have asked the people that have put their life on the line, like yourself, for freedom, for the Constitution, for the democracy, for the things that we hold dear to our heart, for the protect and defend the borders. Now, when a veteran speaks out, as they have in this book, criticizing their chief commander negatively, the president, in this particular case, is that dangerous or is that healthy? And the reason I ask that question is because, you know, Richard Nixon used to talk about the silent majority. We have a lot of silent majority. We have a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks out there that aren't doing anything. But is it okay for the military to go against the beliefs of a commander-in-chief? And the problem is that in good times, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. In times like this, it's necessary.
Well, I mean, let's take as an example the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. I was a young officer in the United States Marine Corps, having been in two combat tours, and I watched what happened in May of 1975, the disaster of Saigon. Now, the end result of Saigon is about 5 million people between Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. About 5 million human beings were butchered as a consequence of that. That's a start. Number two, at least they were able to flee over water. And so we ended up with about 4 million Vietnamese refugees here to the United States. And they've made major contributions to this country. In fact, one of those refugees, I was just at a retirement ceremony at the Naval Academy. He came here. He was one of the last airplanes out of Tan Sanut before the North Vietnamese Army shut the airport down. And his family came to the United States. They were adopted by another family not far from where I'm sitting right now, the Shenandoah Valley. And graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy after finishing at the top of his high school class, and then became a U.S. Navy Special Operations Officer. He just retired as a Navy Captain. Turned down a promotion to Rear Admiral. And his son, getting ready to go to the Naval Academy. There are so many of the people in this book who are saying to their sons, because of the way things are turning out, I'm not encouraging you to do that. They haven't outright discouraged them. The bottom line of it is, they're looking at, I think, too narrow a prism. Because if a guy goes to the Naval Academy this coming spring, this administration will be gone. I don't have the gift of prophecy, Ron, but I do have common sense. I look at what's going on in the world. This regime that is now in Washington, taking this country socialist, will not be in power anymore. In 2022, I think what we just showed in Virginia is we can take back the House and the Senate on a nationwide effort in 2022. That will stop an awful lot because you got the power of the purse in the Congress. That'll stop a lot of the craziness. And by 2024, we'll have some great candidates to put up for office to become a real president like the one I was blessed to serve at the White House. Ronald Reagan is still the greatest president of my lifetime, and I was born when Roosevelt, not Teddy, but FDR, was president.
I asked Peter Navarro how long it takes to rewind this, okay, because, and he had a very interesting answer. He says, you know, shortly after Ronald Reagan took office, and within minutes, they already released the prisoners overseas that they were holding for Jimmy Carter. And, you know, I said, how do you bring back the economy? How do you bring back our status in the world, on the world stage? How do you correct border problems, immigration, defense? How do you do that quickly? Because I don't even know how we get to 2022 or 2024. How do we even get there?
Well, I'll tell you something, and I think Navarro would probably accept this. The immediate effect of that was that the Ayatollahs did not want Ronald Reagan coming after those hostages.
Right, right.
By the way, one of the words in Ronald Reagan's vocabulary that he very, very seriously despised is the word hostage. My very first engagement with hostage came very early on in the administration because we had a U.S. Army Brigadier General, James Dozier, kidnapped by the Red Brigades in Italy. And they posted it that if they didn't free all the Red Brigades people in Italy, that he was going to be murdered. And I was sent to bring him back. And so what I did, it's now unclassified, but it was very secret at the time. I went in and I said, what we need is $1 million. We need $1 million to post notices all over Italy that says $1 million reward for information leading to the safe return of General Dozier. And there's his picture. In both Italian, French, German, and English. And we put them all up all over the country, and sure enough, 10 days later, one of the guys ratted out his buddies. And so we sent our special operations guys, a fellow by the name of Carl Steiner, who I got to know very well, heading Delta Force, and we recovered him quickly. Only cost the lives of a couple of bad guys. Nobody else got hurt. And at the end of the day, brought him back to the president, walked him into the Oval Office, and sat down next to the president. And he said, Mr. President, I got to know, how did you do this? And President Reagan said, well, someday it'll all be known.
Wow.
And what I had done is I'd gone, we didn't have $1 million. Nowadays, there's a program called Rewards for Justice, okay? Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen until 1986, mm-hmm. sorry, 84. Mm-hmm. And what happened is I got on an airplane, flew down to Texas, and met with a very wealthy Texan who had made his name and for whom I was at one point going to go to work. He ran a company called EDS.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sir, what we're trying to, I need to borrow $1 million. And he, well, what for? I said, well, fine, I'll have it delivered. And he did. $1 million in cash fits perfectly in $100 bills inside one of those nice black government briefcases. Okay?
Yeah.
Took it over, posted it, and the rewards were there. And about a month or so later, he calls me up and he says, so I'm just for my own journal. And by the way, he had gotten a lovely letter from the President of the United States saying, Ross, you're a terrific human being. I love you. You're a great patriot. Never mentioned $1 million. Never mentioned Dozier.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for all your help. You're a great patriot. Ronald Reagan. Signed by the President. Hand delivered. And so about a month and a half later, he calls me up and he says, so I got to know, just for my own journal, who got the money? And I said, you know, I really don't know. I'll call. So I call out to the CIA station chief, who was a good friend, and he says, got the money. I've got the money. It's sitting right here in my safe. I have to inventory it every damn day. I said, what about the guy that ratted out his pals? He says, yeah, he was the guy who was going to get the money. But the Carabinieri figured out this is the guy who pulled the trigger on Aldo Moro and murdered their prime minister. And they weren't about to have this guy open a pizzeria in Brooklyn.
Oh, my.
So I went back and got the money. On the way back, I was thinking, I wonder what the hell I got. I guess I got to take it back down. I did. And when I delivered the message to the president, Ed Meese was in the room, Bill Casey, Bill Clark, my boss, John Poindexter, who became my boss. At least they were there for sure. And the Veep, George Herbert Walker,
right.
Bush. And I said, I've got the money to give back, and here's why. And he looks at Ed Meese and he says, Ed, can we keep it?
Oh. Why not? Nobody knows where it's at.
No, it went back. It went back to the donor, who did a wonderful job for us.
What a great story that is. Colonel, we're going to pause for just a second for another quick break. Our guest is Colonel Oliver North. His new book is out right now, America's Veterans Speak Up. We didn't fight for socialism. And the Colonel and I will be right back with more with Ron Segee today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. bank regulator nominee Sally Omarova denied allegations of communist sympathies during a contentious Senate hearing on Thursday as her appointment looked increasingly in doubt amid skepticism from key moderate Democrats. Republican Louisiana Senator John Kennedy.
This is America. But I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
Chuck Schumer wants the Senate to pass President Joe Biden's social spending plan before Christmas. Standing in his way is the chamber's long to-do list, its rules referee, and more likely than not, Joe Manchin. The House on Friday morning passed $1.7 trillion in new funding to expand the social safety net, sending it to the upper chamber after months of infighting. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
another segment of Ron Seggi Today. And our guest has been so kind to spend more time with us. He's Colonel Oliver North. His new book is out right now, America's Veterans Speak Up. We didn't fight for socialism. Colonel and I have been friends for many, many, many years. And we were talking about past presidents here before we went into the break, Colonel.
As Richard Nixon told me the first night of the hearing, I got to know Nixon well. You started this, by the way, by mentioning Nixon a few minutes ago. All the former presidents testified in front of the Kissinger Commission, or the proper title was the National Bipartisan Commission on Central America. And Kissinger was the head of it. And you had on it Democrats and Republicans who all got along, by the way. It was magnificent because all the former presidents came. Jerry Ford told me, he says, why don't you just come on out here to Aspen, pick me up, and just type up what you want me to say. So we did. Carter refused to take any, I've got my own sources of information, thank you very much. He wrote 38 handwritten pages on a legal pad and came in and put everybody to sleep. Richard Nixon, from the moment he accepted the position, demanded information. Not a day went by, 3 months or whatever it was, that I didn't have to send him something by courier that was classified. Just incredibly inquisitive. And came down without a note. It was the day that the KAL-007 was shot down. And he called the president from the car on the way in. And he said, you know, I don't want to be out in front of you. And the president says, call the bastards. Is this exactly what they are about 007 being shot down? Nixon would call me up the first night of the hearings in the summer of 87. And his words were this, Oliver, I just watched the all day watching you today. Magnificent story. And it has the additional merit of being the truth. Only Richard Nixon could put it that way.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? This guy had such a hold on international affairs. And
yes.
It seems to me, and I don't know, when somebody's not really good as far as PR is concerned, as Nixon was, and how, you know, abrasive sometimes the former President Trump could have been, but these guys got things done. I mean, they got them done.
Yeah,
you know, Jimmy Carter's got to be, you know, saying a prayer every day that somebody came along that's worse than him.
Well, we've got that now. Let me just, if I can, put in a pitch, not just for the veterans in this book, but for all veterans. And Richard Nixon has a connection to this. The reason why we've got the finest military the world has ever seen right now, and the reason why we don't want to wreck it, is because Richard Nixon had the audacity to stop drafting people in 1973. He had the authority to draft for 2 more years. He stopped it in 73. At that point, there were people wringing their hands in Washington. We're never going to be able to keep our military. The far left in America then was simply concerned about, oh my goodness, if we have a war, how will we fight it? Richard Nixon had enough faith in America to know that we didn't need the draft. And the end result was, because it honors those who serve, and it motivates those who are not yet serving to do so. Why did the Marine Corps never have to draft another person again? Because it just happens that we need about 270,000 Marines every year, because of retirements and people get hurt and people get out. And there's still 270,000 who want to fight for our country.
That's right. Thank God that there are. While you're on the subject of vets, I got to say this, okay, because this bugs the hell out of me, all right? You get on television and you see these great organizations that are asking for donations for veterans to build houses, you know, help in any way. And those are great organizations. But you know what? I think it's an embarrassment to the United States government that any independent agency has to beg for money to provide for our veterans. My attitude about that is if a veteran comes back, and especially if it's a veteran who has lost a leg or whatever the case may be, they want a new house, give it to them. They want a new Cadillac, give it to them. Whatever the hell they want, give it to them, okay? Because they have sacrificed so much, and then it's okay if we give things to people who don't want to work. That's perfectly all right. And to give $450,000 to illegal aliens that have been separated, I mean, that's perfectly okay. But don't take care of our veterans? Are you kidding me? That's sacrilegious. You know that?
Well, and that's one of the reasons why we've got to have the kind of administration in Washington who understands that. Ronald Reagan certainly did. I mean, at one point, President Trump and I were talking about maybe you ought to be my Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And I said, one, I can't. Number two, my wife is very ill. And I drove in and out of Washington for way too many years. And on top of it, it's mission impossible. And he said, well, you know, you've taken on some pretty impossible. And I said, at least I had a chance to succeed. There are 435 members of Congress. You know how many veterans clinics there are in America? 435. Each one of them is their own little dictator, are being run by people who want to take credit for something good that happens. And in many of those Veterans Administration hospitals and clinics, there are good things that happen, but not enough of them. And there's not enough people inside those clinics who care about what they do. I would rather deal with the NVA than the VA.
And for someone like yourself, with all that you have seen in a remarkable career and continue to support and know so much about, it's got to be even more frustrating. I mean, because you've seen battles. This is a terrible thing to say because I don't wish this on anyone. But, you know, some of the people today who have never seen battle, or at least the effects of battle, like World War II battle where they were rationing things, they don't understand the price that has been paid for this. When you look over a cemetery and you see all those flags and white stones, does AOC understand that?
Look, my wife has a condition known as degenerative cortical basal syndrome. For years, it was misdiagnosed as a stroke or MS or even ALS.
Yeah.
Finally, just got tired of it and said, called Mayo Clinic, took her up to Rochester, Minnesota, and within 3 days, they had the diagnosis. That's right. And unfortunately, it's a fatal malady. But I now know what's going on with her,
yeah,
right? And so it's both physically degenerative and mental capacity.
Sure.
And so something comes out that's not right, I recognize why it's happening. I cannot believe that this president's wife and their children, anybody who's related to them, would want him in that situation. He's no longer competent. And as I say, someone else is giving advice to this man. In this book, you find there's a lot of concern about where China is. China is not just an adversary. China is our enemy. And this president bends over backwards to deal with communist China. Bragged about the fact that the longest conversation he's had with any head of state since he's been in office, going all the way back to January, Xi Jinping. What the heck? He's on the phone with a communist Chinese dictator? What are they talking about? I don't know why he's doing this, but don't underestimate the power of blackmail, okay? We all know the kinds of things that his son was doing. I think there's probably a lot more to come out from the investigations that are underway. I don't think it's going to result in anything because at the end of the day, whether it's the 25th Amendment, even if somebody wanted to impeach him, at that point, what you got to do is, as these guys do in this book, let's see, who becomes president?
Yeah, that's scary.
Right, it certainly is.
You're right. Why would his wife say, okay, you know, my wife always tells me, I wouldn't have let you done this. I says, if I had a passion to do that, like I had a passion to be in broadcasting, or I had a passion to whatever I've done, own radio stations as I've done, you're not going to stop me. But you know what? Owning a radio station or being on radio and in television, it doesn't affect other people's well-being as his occupation does. Why would they let him do that? I don't care what the passion is. Think about the country.
Yep, and yet there he is.
There he is.
And there he is bending over backwards to impose socialist activity. There's it right at the front end of the book. The four D's of socialism.
Deceiving, distorting, dividing, and destroying. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's where we are, buddy.
Colonel, I could talk to you forever. I want to invite you to my home because I have a major love affair for presidential politics, and I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home that includes the Resolute Desk. So one of these days, you need to take a little bit of a break and come down and break bread here. And I tell you something, Colonel, I really want to reconnect and have you on as many times as you want because your stories, your legacy, your dedication to the country, and by the way, thank you for your service that you have done and continue to do, is very respected and well received here, and we consider you a friend, and I hope you feel the same way.
Well, I'm grateful for the chance to be back in touch with you, my friend. I mean that. I want to just leave you with one thought now, because Veterans Day is where it is. It's because it's the day after the Marine Corps birthday, which is the 10th of November. Veterans Day is there so the Marines have a day to recover.
Well, I got to tell you, on Facebook, I posted a picture of my best friend and my partner for many years, Colonel Ed McMahon, okay?
Oh, gosh, yeah. What a great...
And, you know, of course, he flew the Corsair in World War II and right. In the Korean War. And Ed and I, who were partners for many, many years, in fact, I did the eulogy at his funeral, he would never get mad at me, no matter what we did together, any venture. But if I ever said, I'd like you to introduce Ed McMahon, a retired Marine colonel, he would have the wrath of God. There's no such thing as
a former Marine.
That's right. I'm telling you that, right? Colonel,
no such thing. Here it is. This is the way I used to sign off when I was doing radio. And after that, I'd say, Betsy, this song is for you. I'm on my way home. But I would say, just remember, friends, Semper Fidelis is more than a slogan for U.S. Marines. Always faithful is a way of life.
Wow.
It still is.
I got chills.
God bless you, buddy.
Thank you so much, Colonel.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, my friend. Boy, I tell you, what a great chat today with Oliver North. Colonel Oliver North's new book is out right now, America's Veterans Speak Up, We Didn't Fight for Socialism. I can't wait for his return.
God bless you, man.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. You know, our next guest probably is one of three guests that have been on our show more than anyone. I think Howie Mandel is one. Elizabeth Warner is the second, although I should put her first. Joining us right now is child lifestyle expert, our dear friend Elizabeth Warner.
Oh, Ron, you know, this is my favorite part of the day. Thank you for having me.
We are friends on Facebook. I follow your life. You can't get away. I know where you are and what you're doing all the time.
I love it.
Now, Black Friday is coming up. Is that as big of a day as it used to be with the new technology of shopping online and stuff? Is that still a major day, or is that just kind of a traditional major day?
You know, it's interesting that you ask that. So Black Friday is still a magnificent day that people love to shop, and yes, there are loads of bargains. But this year, because of the supply chain issues, we're seeing many, many retailers having Black Friday sales already. So keep your eyes open. And definitely shop early this year because you never know when these Black Friday prices are going to appear.
How about toys that encourage creativity? And my grandson, who's 8, he's a typical boy, man. He's out there. But when he gets involved with something that's creative, you can't get him away. He's totally focused.
Isn't that amazing? I'll tell you that some of my best memories when my kids were little were when we sat around a table coloring or creating. You know, we got such, it was wonderful, great conversation. Well, what I found this year is something called Scribble Scrubby Ocean Pets Lagoon playset. Now, Scribble Scrubbies, a lot of people know what these are. They're brought to us from Crayola, but they're cute little animals that our kids can color. And then when they want to change their style and color them and customize them differently, all they have to do is wash them off and let them dry. Well, this set comes with this underwater world. It is so fun. It's a shark, an octopus, a whale, and a clownfish. Then when the kids are colored it, they look beautiful. They even include the markers, by the way. When they're ready to change that out, there's this thing called a kid-powered lagoon shower. Now, this looks like a tiny bathtub. Like if you hold your adult hand, you know, up and kind of cup a little bit, that's how big this little clamshell bathtub is. And then over it, there's a little shower. So if we, mom and dad, add a teeny bit of water and then just push a little button, it's the kids get to power the shower themselves. So a little water comes out, they wash off their pets, and then when they're dry, Ron, they play with them again.
Comes a long way technology-wise from the old Slinky.
Slinky.
Let's chat a little bit about gaming, because, of course, that's huge.
It sure is. So I'll tell you, the ultimate gift for the gamers is the Xbox S Ultimate. Now, I'll tell you why. This is a flexible and affordable monthly membership that gives our gamers access, Ron, to over 100 high-quality games for just $14.99 a month. What I love about this is they have many, many, many family-friendly titles, Minecraft, FIFA, Madden NFL, but they're also coming out with all the hot games like Forza Horizon 5 and Halo Infinite. So I think to the days where I would buy a single game for my son and how expensive the one game was, and the thought that they could have access to over 100 games, including the newest, hottest titles for $14.99 a month, is such a wonderful idea.
And everybody loves a toy that's plush.
Mm-hmm.
You got the answer to that problem.
Yes. So I have to ask you a question then. Ron, do you ever have a sock missing?
I got to tell you something. It's funny you should mention that, because I got about 40 socks missing, all right?
Yeah.
In fact, if I had any brains, I'd take the 40 socks and make 20 pair, but they don't match.
Exactly. Time to throw them out and start over. Well, I'll tell you what might be happening. You might have something in your house called a house monster. Well, house monsters are brought to us by Luki Lab. These are the most adorable plush. There's a collection of 6 of them. And so this might explain some of the things happening in our house. So Munchie the monster lives in a refrigerator. Dizzy lives in your dryer. Fluffy the monster lives in your closet. They all have such cute little names, and they come in their own personalized hiding box. So if we're talking about Bumpy, who lives in the attic, his box is an attic, and when you open it up, it looks like an attic. They are so adorable, and it explains all those funny things like, there are no leftovers in the fridge. Who ate them? Oh, well, we know. It wasn't us, right? It was Munchie, the monster in the fridge.
So it's the house monster.
Yes, house monsters. They are fabulous.
Kids are always on the computer. How do you do that by saying, hey, you know what? We're going to free up here and do something else.
I am a big fan of entertaining my children without a screen. So one of the things that I've talked about with you a little bit before is something called a Tony box. It is a square cube that fits in your adult hands. Well, when you take a little Tony character and put it on the top of this box, then you're going to hear songs and stories. What's great about these boxes, they have tons and tons of different types of characters and figures. So your child is in control of what story they hear, what song they hear. Well, this year, they have the Disney Tony box starter sets coming out at Target only. I love these sets because they come with the Tony box, and then the red Tony box comes with Lion King, Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., and Cars. And then the light blue set comes with Frozen, The Little Mermaid, Moana, and Cinderella. Place them on top of the Tony box. They magically come to life with all of our kids' favorite songs and stories. It's Disney. It's Pixar. It's awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Now, you know, we talk about nostalgic toys. When I think of nostalgic toys, obviously I think of toys that I got when I was a kid. kid. How do you know if you're buying a nostalgic toy that might be something that is a big deal in the future, or do you look past that?
You know, it's always hard to know when you're purchasing something if it's going to become a collector's item or a nostalgic toy that is iconic. I always say just purchase what you love to play with, and then maybe you'll get lucky. But I will tell you this, Hess Toy Trucks, I don't know if you remember these. They started in 1964.
Oh, yes, I do remember.
Okay. Everyone collected them, right? Every single year there's one new vehicle, a truck, a car, a helicopter, a spaceship that comes out. And by the holidays, they are literally sold out every year.
Right.
Well, this year, whew, this is so exciting. I love this. It is a Hess cargo plane and jet. So you are getting two planes, a huge cargo plane, by the way, loaded with LED lights, and a jet that has sound that is activated by motion or pushing buttons. The cargo plane has retractable landing gear and an opening rear cargo door to put the jet inside. These are amazing, but Ron, they're only available at HessToyTruck.com. And since they sell out every year, this is one that if you're a collector and you pick these up every year, you're starting a collection, you want to order them right away because they will be gone very soon.
As you are telling me about that, I'm actually writing that down because you got me started now on the jet and the big lights and the wheel. I mean, I'm on board. Are we missing anything for this visit?
I think that's it, really.
Wow, we did a heck of a job. Or you did a heck of a job. I did nothing. I just asked questions. I did nothing.
Sure, you did.
You really are a lifesaver. I have to be honest, ladies and gentlemen, this lady has helped me out so many times in the past to what to buy. First it was my children, now it's my grandchildren. I mean, I don't think I'm going to live long enough for the great-grandchildren, but if I do, she will be there to help me. Where can we go, Liz, for more information?
You can go to our website, which is WernerInfo.com, and then you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Elizabeth Werner TV.
That sounds great. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating. So you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. comfort, style, durability. A Vetrazza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vetrazza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vetrazza.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include rock legend Brenda Lee, Henry Winkler from CBS News, the former anchor of that network, Dan Rather, talking about the 58th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, Chloe Coscarelli from the Food Network, Colonel Oliver North with a new book, We Didn't Fight for Socialism, and toy expert Elizabeth Warner. Well, we'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, and until next week, I also hope you have blue skies and green lights.